Hold on to your wigs and keys. It's time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in absolutely the wrong place. Our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, who do we have?
We're starting with Dana this morning.
Hi, Dana.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for doing this with
us. I'm a little nervous talking to you guys.
Oh, I get it. Don't worry about it. There's nothing to fear, the three of us. We're harmless. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to Second Chance Romance. Thank you for doing this. Thanks for emailing Holly Roberts. So we want to help you. So let's start. Go ahead and tell us about your date with Carlos, please.
Well, let me just tell you about myself a little bit. I'm a traveling nurse, and that means we go from state to state wherever the need is, you know, and stay for an extended amount of time or whatever. And so that's what I do. So I'm not from this area.
Okay. Well, thank you for your work, by the way. That's wonderful work that you do. So,
thank you so much. Yeah. So I really like Minnesota, though. I travel a lot and I like it here. So my colleague told me about you guys and your show, and I'm hoping you can help me get a second date with Carlos.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about your date with Carlos.
Well, I really don't date that much anyway, because, you know, of my work schedule. But again, I like it here. So I said, let me do a couple dates and see what the vibe of the people, you know, if I like the vibes here. And I did. I really like the vibe with Carlos.
Oh,
what'd you guys do?
Yeah. It was a day date because we both work crazy hours. And so lunch was kind of the best time. So we grabbed a salad at Sweet Green, to make it quick and easy, a day date, you know, so that's what we did.
Smart. Okay.
So it went good, I thought, you know, I don't know.
So it sounds like the date was great, Dana, but we do have to ask you to look inside yourself and do a little self-assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything weird happen on this date with Carlos? Anything that maybe you thought that you acted weird, he acted weird, maybe the salad, I don't know, whatever it was there anything weird that happened?
No, really, I don't think so. I mean, I've been thinking about it because, you know, going over it, but it really was a good date. I thought it was going to be like a breezy get-to-know-you lunch, you know, but it really, you guys, it turned into a deep conversation about everything.
So you don't think you were planting flowers in the friendship garden?
No.
Okay.
No.
Or it became like a therapy session kind of thing. I mean, was it?
Yeah, good one.
Well, I didn't feel like it was a therapy session because of the fact that we were getting to know each other. But you're right. It could have been too much for him. I don't know. But I didn't see it that way. Listen, we're not young. And when you have a connection, you know, at this point for me, I'm like, you just go for it. I liked him. I let him know I liked him.
Okay.
Yeah, no games. Mm. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. We're gonna put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything that happens next. Carlos is on hold. He's heard nothing. He just thinks that he's been nominated by a friend or family member to be on our show for a segment. So hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, you'll be able to hear everything. Oh, I like her. She's fun.
I do like her.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put Carlos up. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, good morning. This is cool. I've never been on the radio before. Hi.
Well, you're live right now on the radio. Congratulations. You can check this so off wild. The list. Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, we're mildly successful. So, I mean, you know, it's a, anyway. So Carlos, welcome again. You're live. And we do a thing called Second Chance Romance. It's that's the segment. And it's kind of like a reunion segment. And you were nominated. So thank you for agreeing to do this. We know it's weird. We know this is weird. Yeah. Here's the only part in the fine print we left out. And that is... And that is, you were nominated for a reason, my friend. There is some.
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, there is someone that went out with you. With you. This isn't by accident. There's somebody that went out with you that wants to reunite.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm assuming we're talking about old Dana, right? Yeah,
we are.
We actually are talking about Dana.
Yep.
She wants to reconnect with you.
Oh, cool. Okay. Do you want me to just get to the point, really, about what?
Sure.
Because you're ghosting. She wants to know.
We heard there was nothing after the first date, so why?
Wait, I'm sorry. Someone said why I'm ghosting? No, I'm not ghosting. I'm creating some boundaries is what it is. She's a liar, like straight up, like big time, like liar, LIAR capitalization. I did go on a date with her. I did. So that was the one part that was true. I don't know. It was weird. We started really sharing stuff up front. I don't know. It felt comfortable, right? It did.
Yeah.
And I opened up about, like, I have this friend of mine. He'd been in a car accident pretty recently. And she tells me that, her mom died. And that's totally sad. And like, she was emotional about it, and I was really thoughtful about it, we really hit it off. Not from like a trauma bonding thing. It was just like, wow, thank you for sharing, you know. And so the date's over, and I'm like, I'm on Instagram because I just kind of want to see a little more about her, like just kind of see what she's putting out there. And
smart.
And but guess what I find? You're not going to guess.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah.
What?
But,
what'd you find?
Her dead mom that's not dead, her mom that's alive. And in the caption, she writes something like, love Florida this time of year with my mom. And I'm like, what? Wait, what? But your mom died. You said she died like a decade ago. So I'm like, all right, I got to do a little more investigation. I'm like doing recon. I'm like going through all this. Yeah. And I said, screw it. I see the tag on the mom. And I'm like, hey, mom, are you alive? Literally wrote.
Wait, you messaged her?
Mom. I did. Yeah, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Oh, well, hey. Investigate.
She said she was dead. Right.
Well,
like, what? I'm sorry. You say something?
Well, Carlos, we actually have her on the other line and she's heard this.
What are you talking about? What are
like you talking I'm, about? We have her on the other line and she heard this.
Maybe it's a mom figure.
That's what this segment is. So let's put her up. So maybe, Carlos, we can get an explanation or something. So
wait, Dana's here?
Yeah, she
Dana's
is.
Dana's on the other line. Yeah, that's what this segment is. We reunite people. Yeah, here we go. Let's put Dana up.
Hi, Carlos.
Huh. Hi, Dana.
Listen.
What do you want?
Listen, I heard what you said. Carlos, this is a total misunderstanding.
What are you talking about? It's a misunderstanding. You lied about your mom being dead. Your mom. I don't get it. I'm baffled. Baffled.
You know, Carlos, you guys, I got caught up in the moment, and I wanted to sympathize with you about your friend, and I just kind of got carried away. I just was like, oh, I just was trying to relate and be relatable to something.
Probably all you would have really needed to do is say, wow, that really sucks. I hope your friend's going to be okay. You didn't need to kill your mom. Like, you killed her. There's stories written. Like, there's something spiritually sick about that whole storyline, Dana. You killed your mom at Sweet Green.
No, I didn't.
Never been said before.
Over some honey mustard potatoes. Oh. You killed your mom.
Whose turn is it?
Oh my gosh.
It's Alexis's.
Okay. Hey.
No, I wouldn't.
Dana and Carlos?
Yeah.
Hey, if we have to ask this, okay? We have a whole stack of gift cards here, and we are happy to pay for a second date. Maybe you guys can clear this up. Invite mom.
No.
Are you, Carlos?
No.
I don't know, guys.
Wait, you're gonna give me a gift card to another restaurant with? What are you talking about?
If you want to go out again, we'll pay.
No.
Red Cow has a really nice kale salad.
Put the shrimp on it.
I'm good.
Thank you, Molly.
Okay. All right. Well, hey.
This has been great. I'm glad my first time on the radio. Yeah, thank you for making my morning. This is awesome. I'm going to have a great day today.
And a great summer.
That's true.
That's right. I mean, Carlos, you can check this one off the list.
Yeah, bucket list item complete.
Oh, okay. Thank you for
Dana
answering the phone and doing this. And
Dana, sorry we couldn't help more. Carlos, both of you, thank you for doing this and being good sports. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Hey, and she probably told you that she was like a traveling nurse. Hey, Dana, don't kill anyone today.
Okay, you know what, Carlos? Okay. Don't do that.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys. Oh. Thank you. We don't need to go that far.
Okay. Bye.
Where the hell is a dirty Shirley when you need one?
I need a whole six-pack here.
Oh, my chest sweat looks like I entered the banana boat wet t-shirt contest.
Ooh.
Well.
It's tight.
On that lovely note.
Stretching that break. Everything just tensed up there. We gotta fake it off.
Yeah. Thank you, Taylor Swift.
No love connection there, I guess.
Oh, no, Lex, that's putting it mildly.
You gotta be careful. You know, Instagram, social media, those are receipts right there. If you're showing mom and you killed her in a conversation.
I like the Harvest Bowl at Sweet Green, by the way. We'll be right back.
Ooh, no second chances needed. No gift cards, because you're going to love it the first time. I'm talking about Plunkett's Pest Control. We don't want to have a second date in our house with these pests, these critters that are coming in. No. And that's why you call Plunkett's Pest Control. Maybe you have a one-time thing that you're like, ooh, I got to get them in here. There's an infestation. We got to take care of business. Or maybe you're like me and you need to be on an annual plan because they're always trying to come in and they're just on an ongoing basis. In fact, Patrick, our guy of 10 years, he's coming. What is today? Tuesday? He's coming tomorrow. No, Friday. He's coming Friday. Very excited. Because, of course, they can help with any kind of critter. Mice, ants, spiders, squirrels, bats, crawling things, flying things, slithering things. They also have Varmint Guard wildlife control for bigger things like raccoons and moles and bats. So all you need to do is give them a call. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control at plunkett.net. For Varmint Guard Wildlife Services, it's varmintguard.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
If we have properly washed ourselves off after that last segment, hey, let's do this. It's the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts.
Hey. Jason and Alexis. Yeah. Yeah, that was a stressful one, but let's talk about something that might bring a little joy in people's lives. Reuniting Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock for Speed 3.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. In a new interview, Keanu and Sandra were talking on the 50 Mile Per Hour podcast, and Keanu Reeves revealed that, yeah, he is totally open to doing a Speed 3. He said, I mean, you know, we'd freaking knock it out of the park. It's just like, there's no formula. It just is, said Sandra Bullock, and of their presence together on screen. Now, they starred in the original 1994 Speed together. They also starred in 2006's The Lake House, which was a romantic drama. But she said, look, before I die, before I leave this planet, I do think that Keanu and I need to do something in front of the camera.
Yes.
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 The chemistry is palpable.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Keanu didn't do Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Mm-mm. No. Okay.
The one on the cruise ship, but that's
fine. Jason Patrick. It was horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see the whole thing,
was,
Jason?
Yes, I did. It was absolutely horrible. Oh, one of the worst movies ever made.
Oh, no.
Yeah, one of the worst
that's
movies
That's saying
ever
a lot.
Made.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Whoa. Whoa.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It was a infamous box office bomb and a critical flop.
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock even said of that movie, I'm still embarrassed I was in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it
that
was
won't
a,
happen
a
this time
in
around.
Search of a plot. No. I there's so many possibilities now. You know, it's a reunion aspect. It's years later. They're different people. What could they get on? You know, is it a Tesla? Is it a...
Speed 2
Ooh.
Tesla control. Or how about getting on that Brightline Railroad?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bullet train.
Yeah.
Or Segway.
Or the new Amtrak line to Chicago. How about that?
Yes.
That's
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Maybe we won't do Speed Segway.
I mean, it could be super powered.
Yeah, it would be like Speed Lima scooters.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Because those things are all up over the place in the Twin Cities now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, we still need to make a video in baby suits. Where
that's
Chase,
true.
Can you imagine? We're on those scooters in our baby suits.
Girl.
Going down the U.
They see me rolling.
Please do this. Please do this.
Riding dirty. Well, speaking of dirty.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt, she recently appeared on the Howard Stern Show. Jason Alexis, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to her interview.
Yes.
Well, she's talking about faking chemistry with some of her male co-stars over the years.
This was juicy. She wouldn't say who it was, though.
No, she's acted opposite many high-profile leading men in her career. Matt Damon, Tom Cruise, Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Gosling, Cillian Murphy, among others. And she did say that some of her male co-stars made her want to throw up when Howard Stern asked her. He's like, have you wanted to throw up? And she said, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, she said, I wouldn't say it's sort of extreme loathing, but I've definitely not enjoyed some of it.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Acting.
Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt filmography.
Yep.
Let's just quickly, we have 30 seconds. Let me see here. Wouldn't be her husband. Wouldn't be The Rock. Wouldn't be Lin-Manuel Miranda in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, they cut the makeout scene in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, she's been in a lot. This is going to take us a long time.
Tom
Gulliver's
Hanks.
Travels. Yeah, she was in Charlie Wilson's War. God, she's been in a lot.
It's Matt Damon, Tom Cruise.
Oh, well, I don't feel they were smooching. Were they smooching in that movie?
I don't think they were smooching.
Yeah, well, at all.
She said, I've had good chemistry with people who I've not had a good time working with them.
Ooh. Oh. By the way, Mary Poppins Returns, underrated. Thank you.
Oh, that's such a good movie. Oh,
it's so such cute. A good movie. Underrated. We'll be right back. Some TV talk next. Hi, everybody. It's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Now, I'm being real honest. I don't like to leave the house. So if I'm leaving the house at night, you know it's for something. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic is having a 20th anniversary party, and I said yes. I came from a place of yes. It is coming up on Thursday, May 16th from 4 to 7. I'll be there for a chunk of it. You know, I have a bedtime, but you're all invited. And I mean this, all you have to do is RSVP. They're going to have food, drinks, a hors d'oeuvres, discounts on products and services, thousands of dollars worth of giveaways. Let me stop here and say, trust me on this. When they throw a party, they throw a party, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Just, I'm serious. You could even win a Louis Vuitton. I'm going to try to win that bad boy. Anyway, go to skinrejuvenationclinic.net, skinrejuvenationclinic.net to RSVP, and I'll see you next week.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're getting a lot of messages. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything naked putt-putt golf. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Is that what you were doing last night?
That's what I was doing last night.
A lot of balls there.
Dang.
Susie writes to us, or I'm not Susie, I'm sorry. Leslie writes to us, word on the street.
Yeah?
It's a street and there's words on it. The word on the street is that it's The Rock. The Emily Blunt question.
Oh.
People are saying it's The Rock.
I can see that.
I can see that too. Mm-hmm. I can see that too. Susie writes hey guys, did you see all the Twitter messages about second chance romance? No, I can't. I am locked out, by the way. Do not tweet me. I am locked out. I am unable to access my own Twitter account. So I don't know what happened, but something happened. So I'm not saying it. I know I'm not saying anything. So,
But
I'm hearing there's people are very funny.
Conversations are happening.
Yeah. I just logged in. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
People are laughing, snorting coffee through the nose. God.
It was something
crazy.
Yeah. Oh, well, yep. You missed it. If you missed it, go back and listen while drinking a Dirty Shirley. There we go. We get a quarter every time we mention it.
Yeah. What are you drinking again, Jace?
Thank you, Lex. It's a Dirty Shirley. Do you know what that is?
No, tell me more. What does it taste like?
Thank you. It's a seltzer. It's a vodka seltzer, Lex, based on the Dirty Shirley cocktail. It's the My Talk Dirty Shirley, produced by our friends at Liftbridge in Stillwater. That's right.
Whoa, it sounds refreshing. Perfect for summer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We partnered bubbly with Red fun. Cow. Run to Red.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out with you guys at some point. We'll be sharing more details about that, but you can come try it.
Yeah.
Pick up a six pack if you don't see it this coming week. Make sure you ask your liquor store to start carrying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to your local Hoot Hut and say, I want a Dirty Shirley.
Yeah. Right.
Don't say it like that. Say dirty.
Don't say it like that, yeah.
I want a Dirty Shirley.
Holly, I thought about you. Because, you know, you two are going to be coming into the hood for this event. We'll, again, have more details later. I've asked the neighborhood, Holly, in preparation for your arrival, to have all of the spring dog poop cleaned up for you.
Ooh, yes. Thank you, because it's probably melty.
Yeah.
And very moist right now.
Yeah, it's everything's cleaned up.
Yeah, it's very humid. Thank you, Jason. I'm glad that whenever you think of dog poop, you think of me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, slip and slide, baby.
I went to the North Loop Neighborhood Association, nor will I, and I wasn't even there, but hearing about it, yeah.
Just right in the hand.
Oh, I felt so bad. It's like you almost slid underneath my car.
Yeah.
Oof.
People are just...
Oh, it's so gross.
It's so gross, and I've been, you know, obviously with the puppy, with Milo, I'm taking him on quite a few walks, and going around the neighborhood, I really do grit my teeth. The laziness of people, the amount of waste, albeit not gross and breakfast and all, but the amount of waste that people leave, as Alexis has said for years, if you can't be responsible enough to carry a bag with you, you're not responsible enough to own a dog in an area. Like you know, you want to do that. You want to do that crap, no pun intended, in your own backyard. That's okay. That's you and your neighbor's issue to contend with. But if you want to live downtown or in a neighborhood and you walk your dog around or your cat, God help you if you can get them on a leash.
I want to see that.
And you are so lazy that you don't clean up after them. It's just disgusting to me. And I get accidents happen. Look, I have forgotten bags before and I feel awful. And if I can, I will return. I will go all the way home.
Yes.
Get a bag and come back.
Yeah, pick up those Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah. Ugh, but people don't, man. It's so disgusting to me. Because you know what I think to myself? If this is bottom level effort, if you're too lazy to do this, what is your house like? And how are you training your dog? Like, what is the dog's like? If you can't even do this as a pet owner, what also are you not doing?
Seriously. A good extrapolation.
I'm not kidding. Every time I see that, I think, what are you like? Huh. That you take no pride in, and well, let me rephrase it. You have no shame. You have no shame to just let your dog do his business anywhere and not have take any effort to clean it up. Hell, I'm not joking. I've opened the lid of a public garbage can receptacle in the city to look for an easily accessible bag. Like at the top.
Oh, if you forget one? Yeah.
Yeah. Something that I can grab with it. Yes.
MacGyver.
A leaf. Let's figure it out. Girl, there was a granola wrapper yesterday. This is not a joke. And little Milo did two of them. I had a bag for one. I was not expecting the sequel.
Yep.
The Empire Strikes Back. I was not expecting. Right. But luckily another version of lazy, a litter bug. Another gross type of person, a litter person, had left a granola wrapper on the ground. So I picked that up.
Yep.
I saw it shimmering. The sun had caught the light, the aluminum, and I picked. I used it. I used that to pick up Milo's little mess. But
nutty.
You just get one of those cute little bags, little bag dispensers. We actually gave some out at the Walk for Animals.
Yeah.
My talk here. You just clip that onto the leash. It's very easy.
You never have to think about it
again. That's it, guys.
Just people are so lazy.
My talkers don't do that, though.
I mean, maybe the likelihood, all statistically speaking, there's a lazy person listening right now.
Yeah, but don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
I'm just saying, I don't mean to be real, but statistically speaking, one of you listening to this show right now, you are lazy.
Clean up after your dog.
Clean up after your dog. Yeah.
No slip and slides, please.
No. Oof, poor Holly. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I can still feel it going through between my fingers.
Yeah. I heard the squish.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But yeah. So Holly, my point in bringing this up isn't to make people sick. It is to say that when you and Alexis arrive in our neighborhood for our Dirty Shirley event.
Uh-huh.
By the way, quarter again. There we go.
Coming up.
Uh-huh. to get that refreshing.
For Dirty Shirley's, yes.
That's right.
Fabulous.
The neighborhood will be spotless for your arrival.
Oh, my goodness.
I've made sure.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. We'll welcome you into the North Loop. Hey, maybe we can do a twofer. I'll dress up in a costume. Wait till we have this Dirty Shirley event. Bring the baby costumes because there's scooters all over.
You'll do that with us?
Oh, I'll get in my Jedi costume. I'll hold a light. I'll get into a costume and ride the scooters with you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a baby costume, but I have something else.
Oh, well, we have some other stuff here, too. We can bring. We'll find something.
Yeah, you got a lightsaber. You still got that Chewbacca onesie, Jason?
I do.
Oh, we can do.
That'd be great.
Jon Snow and Khaleesi. We got those costumes as well.
I'll do Chewbacca.
Okay. Yeah, he's got that full-on Chewie.
I have a Chewie hat.
Oh, yeah, that's nice and toasty, right?
And I have Chewie ears. I have a Chewie hat.
My gosh. Yes, please.
I can do the whole thing.
Okay, it's happening.
I'll knock it all out.
It's happening.
And then we'll scooter down the North Loop. I'm sure the neighbors will love that. Yeah.
Oh, Chewie, I love Chewie.
That's just a random weeknight in the neighborhood, right?
That's right. Oh, hey, it is the North Loop.
We're going to clean up after you. Don't worry.
That's right.
We bring our poop bags.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wookiees.
Huh. We're still waiting for the origin story.
I know.
Come on, Disney. It'll be a great... I want to know Chewbacca's story. Yeah. You know, he's marrying us children.
He is. Yeah. Life Day, too, he celebrates. We're gonna end the show with Mama Cass and the most boring video on the internet. Stay with us. Hey, everybody. Hey, speaking of the North Loop and speaking of Red Cow, it's Chase for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. The Timberwolves are coming back this weekend. The Twins have some home games. Make it a night in Minneapolis and run to Red before the games. Both Red Rabbit North Loop and Red Cow North Loop are walkable, or at least a scooter, from Target Field and Target Center. Get to downtown early and make a whole night of it. At Red Cow, the patio, weather permitting, and Red Rabbit are open. The patios are so great. If you're not going to a game, they are pet friendly, I should say, by the way. And at Red Cow, sit down, enjoy a great burger, get those chips and dip. You know I love that. Or if you want something lighter, you know what I'm going to recommend. One of their new salads, the kale salad with the crispy peanut shrimp. Add that. Ask for the peanut shrimp. Not the normal crispy shrimp, the peanut shrimp. Thank you. So this weekend with the T-Wolves, run to Red Cow North Loop. Well, I never thought I would say this. Let's wrap up our show with Mama Cass.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, you know, we always heard, you know, how did Mama Cass die?
Yeah.
What have we always heard about that?
Chicken bone, chicken, right?
No, ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich, yeah.
She choked on a ham sandwich. Well, her daughter, Owen, is saying, no. Contrary to this popular myth, Mama Cass Elliott did not die from choking on a ham sandwich, and she wants everyone to know. This is also the eve, or it's now the 50th anniversary of the death of her mom. And she's also written a book, a memoir called My Mama. And she goes back to her final concert, which she ended up dying. She was 32 years old.
Crazy.
In 1974, she had just finished a 2-week run of performances in London and died in the flat of a fellow singer, Harry Nilsson. And the autopsy confirmed that she died of a heart attack. Now, her daughter, Owen, has gone through the last concert and parties that she went to before she died. And she says, yes, there was a ham sandwich involved. In fact, they came back after the performance and she was starving. So one of her dancers made her a sandwich with the only thing that was in the apartment at the time, which was ham. And left it by her bedside, but she never took a bite of the sandwich. Now, the reason why it kind of circulated that she died of choking on the sandwich is because her inner circle didn't want her to be accused of dying from a drug overdose. So they came up with that.
Oh.
Not knowing that, it was actually a heart attack. So she wants to clear that up. Another thing she's clearing up, and I know I mentioned it, but Mama Cass is what everyone, you know, we've called her for many, many years. She didn't like to be called Mama. Cass Elliott.
She better not go on the Drew Barrymore show. Sorry.
How would she merge those together? Mammaliot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mama Lacasse.
Mama Lacasse. Mama. Yeah.
This get some country extra mama. Needs you to be the Mama Lacasse. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, God.
But if you're interested, my mama, Cass, is the name of her daughter's book. And lots of other reveals as too. But those are the main
takeaways.
Some of the main takeaways of like, wow, okay.
Good.
It wasn't a ham sandwich. It was a heart attack at 32.
I'm glad. I had heard that that was kind of one of those, you know, rock and roll legends.
Oh, legends. Oh, yes.
That might not have happened quite the way that it's been told over the years. So, because it's, you know, it's a not funny, but you know what I mean? It's a funny one liner. Oh, she choked on a ham sandwich, you know what I mean? Or whatever it was. So,
yeah. But no.
No, she did not.
She says, never took a bite. The daughter's like, please stop the jokes. Stop it.
Yeah. Stop. Okay. So we're going to go from Mama Cass to the most boring video on the internet, right, Holly?
Yeah. What a finale for the show this morning.
I love this.
Let's go to boredom.
Let's go to the most boring video of all time. This is over on YouTube, and it's racked up more than 3 million views, and it now has a cult following. And this is a video that was published in 1989. It's a tutorial, guys.
Oh.
About the latest version of Microsoft Word that had become available at the time.
Okay.
And now people are using it as a sleep aid.
Really?
Because the guy hosting the video, he was a salesperson. His name is Randy Smith. He recorded a 2-hour tutorial on how to use an early version of Microsoft Word in 1989. Now, I am going to play a little bit of this for you.
Okay.
And I want to preface, if you are operating large machinery,
yeah,
or you are driving any kind of large vehicle, I want you
to stop.
Just to stop. This is safety concern because this is the most boring video ever made.
Oh, no.
And I'm just dropping the needle.
Wherever
at 29:26, and we're learning about Microsoft Word in 1989 from Randy.
I feel like I need to stand up for this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go
Do
ahead.
Do your stretches.
All right.
Here's Randy.
And that is how to select an odd grouping of words. Let's say, for example, that you would like to select 5 words, or you'd like to select a paragraph and a half or a page and a half. The way to do that is to simply click where you would like the selection to start. Now, in this case, I want it to start right before the word I, and then go down and click where you want it to stop. But if I clicked right now, it would just simply move the cursor to that point, so I have to do something else. So, to make that selection, simply click where you want it to start, go down to where you want it to stop, and hold your shift key down as you make the second click. And you will notice it selects everything in between those two spots. So once again, click where you want it to start, and go down to where you want your selection to stop, hold the shift key down, and click the second time, and it will click
where's
in between
Where's my
those
dirty
two
Shirley?
Spots.
You guys, where's my drink?
Wait, you need to hear Randy talk about 4 bold Susans.
Wait, what?
Happen, but if you'll look way down in the lower part of your screen, you will see $454 appeared in this little box. That just happens to be the total of that column. Now, if you just want to know what it is, you can stop right at that point. If you'd like to print that total, now all you do is select where you'd like it to show up.
Oh,
go up under edit.
I need to chug my Dirty Shirley right now. I can't
now,
find
most
it.
Most of you probably figured out just now that since I went up to paste, that number was residing.
Are we sure the Dirty Shirley wasn't
that
Dirty
is
Susan?
Really nice, allows us to paste it, but it also presents a problem.
Could be.
Holly, there's a problem.
Some of my
hold
numbers
on.
Are wrong, and I go back to correct those numbers. Let's say that should be 412 instead of 312.
Yeah.
And I make the change, you'll notice it does not change my total. Once it goes up to the clipboard, they are disassociated, the components to the sum. And what that means is you have to go through and add them up again. If you go,
that was at 1 hour, 9 minute, 13 seconds, where Randy is telling us about the Susan columns in Microsoft Word.
I can't.
In 1989.
I bet that was very helpful for some people, though. You're just sitting there, you're clicking along with them like, oh, okay, I got it now. That's how you select those columns.
Oh,
oof! Deep.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine listening to that? Like the whole thing?
And sitting there and watching it. This thing goes on for 1 hour, 47 minutes, you guys.
We always try to be a good lead in to Donna and Steve, but I don't know if we accomplished that today.
Well, we tried, and that's what counts.
We sure tried. That's right. Go out there.
And there's a suggestion, and you need an hour time sleeping tonight.
Yeah. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Yes, Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bringing the fun. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk then.